You are about to embark on a journey of sound and humor, a quiz show like no other, a step beyond the capabilities of what we understand, entertainment on a level unmatched by others, a cast of many, a talent of few. Sit back and enjoy as this is the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
Don't be an idiot. Listen to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I like two things, building a wall and listening to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show, whatever the hell that is.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is remarkable. The best thing on this planet.
Hi, it's Elton. I love a good man. As you all know, they don't get any better than Retro Mike Kennedy. He seems to me he's loved his life like a candle in the wind.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. It drives me gaga.
Hi, it's The Rock. The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is my favorite show, and Retro Mike Kennedy is my hero.
Get the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show out of your goddamn mouth.
I hereby declare the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show open.
Hello and welcome to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show, where myself, Retro Mike Kennedy, and we are coming to you live from the city of Derby.
Famous philosopher Herbert Chapman was born in Exeter Street in Derby City Centre in 1820, or 20 minutes past six.
He's
an extremely intelligent man with an IQ of 140, but sadly named Herbert. Coronation Street actress Tracy Shaw hails from Belper. She spent 2 years studying in South East Derbyshire College, mainly by pulling pints in the Queen's Legs pub. The one with the sticky floor, that is.
Sticky in the Queen's Legs?
It's sticky when you get, sticky when you get in the Queen's Legs, yes. The Peak District was the first national park in the country, and the Arboretum Park was the first public park.
Arboretum.
Sorry?
Arboretum.
What are you eating?
Arboretum.
I don't care what you're eating tonight. So, it was the first public park in Britain and a great place to hide bodies, Joe tells me.
It really, really, the number of times I say it really is, really is.
Okay, well, Kathleen Kennedy, sister of John F. Kennedy, is buried in Ensner Churchyard. She was married to the Duke of Devonshire, eldest brother. Sorry, I'll say that again. She was married to the Duke of Devonshire's eldest brother. As a mark of respect, someone has shot the headstone. The UK's first purpose-built basketball arena in Derby. Start that again. The UK's first purpose-built basketball arena is in Derby. It's called the Thunderdome, and it is on Columbia Street, or Columbo Street even, near to the baseball ground. Here you can dribble and play with trying to get balls in a certain area. Sounds like an average night for Jen, really, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Very much.
Derby is also known today.
Are you all right?
Not really. Derby, as we know it today, was founded by King Edward the Elder in 921, or 20 minutes past nine, as a bastion against the resurgence of the Vikings in the East Midlands. In a time of raping and pillaging, you have to lock your doors when driving through certain areas.
Yeah, very much so. It's a golden age.
The world's biggest ever bowl of popcorn was prepared at the UCI cinema in the Meteor Centre in 1991. It took the staff from the cinema 3 days to complete the record, starting on August the 23rd and finishing on August the 26th. Jen is more interested in the world's biggest hot dog, as she's quite keen to sample the world's biggest sausage. Barnes Wallace, who developed the world-famous bouncing bombs during World War II, was born in Ripley in 1887, or 87 minutes past six. Bouncing bomb crews carried out practice runs over Lady Bower Reservoir. And that was just yesterday. Mm-hmm. Fiona May, who represents Italy in athletics, was raised in Derby. Like Tracy Shaw, she attended South East Derbyshire College. I don't understand my joke there, so I'm not going to say it. The Peak District contains over 50 reservoirs, and several villages had to be submerged to make way for them. including Derwent and Ashopotian.
Ashopotian.
Mm-hmm. Now, all they have to do is take this method and flood Hull. Ellen McCarthy, the Ellen McCarthy from landlocked Watstanwell made history when she became the first woman to single-handedly circumnavigate the globe non-stop. She didn't mean to, but she just couldn't find the off switch for the boat. George Clark Simpson, who accomplished... Oh.
Do you need a minute to compose? No,
it's okay. George Clark Simpson, who accompanied Captain Scott on his ill-fated expedition to the Arctic in 1912, or 12 minutes past 7, was born in Derby. He lived above his father's hardware shop in the East Street in the city centre. So the Antarctic was almost like a busman's holiday for him. In Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice novel, Mr. Darcy's huge estate is called Pembleby and is set in Derbyshire. You might remember the scene when he emerges from the fountain soaking wet. Mm. It sent the world wild and women everywhere instantly wanted to make Mr. Darcy their Mr. Darcy. Unfortunately, this has been surpassed in recent years when I visited Derby and accidentally spilt a pint on me in a Wetherspoons. Talking of people I'd like to throw into a fountain, let's meet the team.
Straight from the nursing home, it's Jenny Wenny. He's so young, he's basically a fetus. It's little baby Luke. He's finished his community service, so has nothing to do. It's Joe.
Joe has recently become a single man since his last captive escaped.
today, so fresh.
Sorry. So current, isn't it?
It touches
a nerve.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, what if she'll have
today, I'm so sorry, I'm just cruel. Joe asked his phone, Siri, why am I still single? And it activated the front camera.
Oh, I love it.
Luke is in good spirit today. Do you know the phrase, one man's trash is another man's treasure? Mm-hmm. Well, it's a wonderful saying, but in a horrible way to Luke, because he found out today that he was adopted.
You're really cranking this up now. We're approaching the end of the series, aren't you?
I got nothing to lose now. What can they do? Cancel me?
It's just like, right, we're going in.
Jen is in a bit of a confuddle today, as today is the anniversary of what was the worst day of her life. Her ex got hit by a school bus, and Jen lost her job as a bus driver. So, let's play our first game. Our first game is Polly Got a Cracker. In this game, it's all about memory. This game, the contestants must remember the last thing said to them and repeat it. This goes on until someone forgets what is said. I said, this goes on until someone forgets what they said, Jen. We're playing Polly Got a Cracker.
She's still confused.
She is.
Very, very much.
Anyway, you know how this game goes. You have to come up with a word, then the next person has to say that word and come up with a new word, and so on and so on and so on, until I either get bored and lose the will to live or suddenly spontaneous combust. Mm-hmm. So either way, let's start with Jen.
Cottonwood.
Mm, strong stuff.
Okay, can I just stop there? A word or two words, you know, I mean, that's... cottonwood, I think... It's two words, isn't it?
It is two words, yeah.
So, Jen, you're out. Okay, answer. No, let's start again.
Okay, table.
So, I'm not playing, by the way. I just thought I'd reiterate tail. I thought it was a good word. I mean, it has good legs.
Hey! Yeah. I like it when it's wooden.
Seat.
Do you have to repeat what the other person said?
You do, actually. Yeah, that's the name of the game, really. You probably got a cracker. But, Luke, you decided you didn't want to say what you said. Is this a personal thing at all? Or?
It is. Or did you just want to say a random word? I
just was thinking about seats and tables. And just prefer seats.
General furniture. Yeah. And
so we're just going to start it again, and we'll start with seat.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, start again with seat.
That's there we go. My name's Retro Luke. Welcome to...
I'm not... I said you were adopted. I didn't say I adopted you.
Seat Diesel.
Seat Diesel Stall.
What was that? Stool or stall? Sorry.
Stool. Stool.
Okay.
She's got to get her sample.
Seat Diesel Stool Monkey.
Seat Diesel Stool Monkey Roof.
Seat Diesel Stool Monkey Roof Book.
Seat Diesel Stool Monkey Roof Book Car.
Seat Diesel Stool Monkey Roof Car. Hovercraft.
Missed out book.
Oh, for God's sake, Jen!
Oh, Joe!
No! No!
Joe is...
We don't need to see that!
Joe is...
I'm stripping!
Out.
I'm so annoyed!
Joe is out!
Now I'm single, I'm just taking my top off all the time.
Well, Joe is out, and he's just shown us his nipples for some reason, I don't know why. In an act of aggression, almost.
Defiance, and...
Now I know why your victims seek. Anyway, right, so we're going to carry on with the same game. We're going to carry on with the same words.
Oh. Ooh. I've already forgotten them now.
Yeah, same.
It's an interesting viewpoint I've got here, Jen.
Sorry.
Could you do up that button, please?
It's very reserved of you, Retro Mike.
I had some food 3 days ago. It's coming back up.
Does it look like your dinner?
Yeah, it does. I had fried eggs.
Shall we start again with the
double
different
yogis.
Words then, because we've both forgotten?
Go on then, Jen.
Clock.
Clock chicken.
Clock chicken shoe.
Clock chicken shoe watch.
Clock chicken shoe watch. Rhino.
Clock chicken shoe watch rhino hat.
Clock, chicken, shoe, watch, rhino, hat, headphones.
Mm. Mm. Clock, chicken, shoe, watch, rhino, hat, headphones, leg.
Why did you say that?
Leg.
Clock, chicken, watch, hat, rhino. Headphones.
Did you miss out shoe?
Is that next?
There was in there shoe before rhino. Heads.
Okay.
I swear.
All right. Well, I think that I wasn't listening, but still, I think that means Jen's out, and you are a winner. That went too quick. I don't want to play another game of that. But what we are going to do is we're going to play this game.
Word disassociation. Please don't link the word soon. Just keep it in context. Oh, you can be quite absurd. Don't make an association, that's just not the same. Disassociation is the name of the game.
This is called word disassociation. In this game, you have to make sure that the words that you said is not associated in any way with the word that has previously been said.
Nice.
So, for instance, I could say Joe, and then if you say victims, then that's obviously an association.
Exactly, yeah.
And if you said Jenny, and, you know, I said eggs, again, an association. So, we're going to start then with...
Are we repeating the words, or are we doing a...
Welcome to the show, Jen. Could you go and get a medication?
Yes. Yeah, thank you. Give me one.
It's word disassociation.
Yes, got that.
Yeah.
So, are we doing a trial as well? No. Words.
I tell you what, let's just make it up as we go along and see what happens. How about that? Yeah, would that be good? Okay, Luke, you go first.
Okay. Church.
Okay.
Parsnip.
Church parsnip.
Handbag.
Oh. Mm. I mean, could you put a parsnip in a handbag? Does Jen put parsnip in her handbag?
You just can't blurt out rubbish like that. You have to say interjection first, of course.
Interjection.
Too late.
Water.
Parsnip and water. I do think
handbag.
That.
No, handbag.
Was it a handbag?
Yeah.
Okay, but what if. But I'm going to interject here, even though I'm not playing the game. But I think that when Jen goes to water her parsnip, she keeps the water in her handbag. So unfortunately, you can't have that. So we'll start with Joe again.
We'll start from afresh.
Yep.
I'm going to say. Pork.
Can I just interject?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You could choose any word in the English language and you hesitated, so I'm afraid that's a minus a point there for the hesitation. Jen, you can start.
Television.
Television.
You do know what they are, don't you, Jen?
Yes. Only got four channels.
Mm. That's the ones.
Oxygen.
Okay.
The moon.
The moon. Oxygen and the moon.
Well, the moon doesn't have oxygen, so it's not associated with it.
But that's exactly why it's associated, is because the moon doesn't have oxygen. There's your talking point.
I feel like it's going very philosophical.
Yep, so it's minus 20 points for you, okay?
Did you know the moon's made of cheese?
It is. Mm. And if you are actually going to go and land on the moon, and you walk on the moon, you've got to walk on the moon carefully. There we are. Anyway, okay, Jen, you took too long to answer, so minus 1,000 points for you. Let's go on to Nick.
Ribbit, like what a frog says.
Wait, interjection.
Yeah.
This cannot be an onomatopoeia game, surely.
We're not on a pier, we're in Derby. There's no landmark.
Yeah,
no,
we are landmark.
Yeah,
so okay. We are in the middle.
Okay, on to you, Jen.
Cappuccino.
Okay, Luke.
Vase.
Joe.
Broomstick.
Okay.
Oven.
Okay. Well, interjection. I'm going to interject. I'm not going to allow broomstick and oven. It's because in Hansel and Gretel they push the witch into the oven. And she rides the broomstick, so unfortunately, Jen, that's minus a million points for you. Okay, Luke, start again.
Ring.
sorry, excuse me, guys. Hello? So I just lost my phone. Go on.
Ring.
Oh, sorry, excuse me, guys. Hello? No, nothing at all. Luke, over to you.
Ring.
Oh, for God's sake. Hello. I'm just going to turn my phone off. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Just keep ringing.
Okay. Joe.
Carbon.
Okay. Jen.
Window.
No, okay.
Okay.
I had a thought.
Didgeridoo.
Did I redo what? I didn't redo anything. I mean, I think it's a good script at the moment, to be honest with you. It's a good show. That's a bit rude of you, actually. I'm quite offended by that, so I'm going to interject and say I'm rude. That's rude. Okay, did I redo? Honestly, did I redo what? Anyway, Joe, start again.
Grass.
I've not told anyone about anything. So you keep your accusation to yourself is... It's minus infinity points.
You said you wouldn't tell.
I know. Jen.
Banana.
No, Jen.
Is that a request?
Jen, we got to keep pet names from me out of it. Okay? So, honestly.
Motor.
Can I just say what my brain just thought of?
Go on.
Motorboat. As in, not a boat with a motor. The other kind.
Yep, there's
but do I have problems?
There's another kind of motorboat.
There are, there is, yes.
Can you explain that to the listeners at home in a PG-friendly way?
So when a man and a woman love each other very, very much.
Oh, so you're not into gay marriages at all?
You can't really do a motorboat with gays.
Well, why not? What if you had two women?
That is a good point.
That's a very good point. Okay,
wow. Let's
put that homophobia on the shelf, shall we? We live in 2025. We've got to be all welcome into all cultures.
I want to apologise on behalf of all lesbians. You can also motorboat very successfully. Good on you for doing so.
What about the next show for Joe's live apology?
Yeah. And I think you need to apologise now to the men. As well, is because what about men with boobs? I mean, look at Jen.
That is true. Jen, I'm so sorry. You can motorboat too, if you so desire to. But you do not have to desire. You can also choose not to, because it is your choice as independent woman, man, boobs.
Boobs. I choose not to motorboat because I can't swim.
That's so
there
true.
We go. Okay, last round then. Luke.
Tree.
Tarmac.
Aardvark.
Oboe.
God, you're good at this. Pigeon.
Oboe pigeon.
Oboe pigeon.
Mm-hmm.
Your face at me, Jen, was like, what on earth?
Wardrobe.
Pigeon, wardrobe.
Reed.
Okay.
What type of reed?
As in the one you'd find next to a pond.
You see, I was thinking...
What was your interjection going to be? I'm interested.
Read as a book.
Oh.
My flat is so small, I actually read in my wardrobe.
Your flat is the wardrobe.
Your flat is the wardrobe.
And Joe's certainly hidden in a few.
When I was...
How he pounces.
Only when I was slimmer, though.
Only when you're slimmer.
I've let myself go.
Well, you can get them grand wardrobes, can't you?
Journey's a walking wardrobe.
Hers are from a windy house. Barbie. Anyway, that's the end of that game. I can confirm that the winner of that game is, certainly not Joe. definitely not Jen. And Luke, unfortunately, you're too young to have any points. So so no winners in that game. Okay, let's play another game. This is Hum This Tune. In this game, contestants will have to hum a tune and the other contestants will have to guess what that tune is from the hum that the contestants make. Constantly humming is something a Jen is used to, as she hums constantly. But now she's at the new nursing home, she'll get better care. Okay, so this is Hum This Tune. You know the rules. You've just got to hum the song. And it's up to the other team then to guess what that song is. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what songs you're going to choose, so I can't help you in any way, shape, or form. I can merely look at you in very strange ways as if to go, what the hell are you on about?
I mean, you do that anyway.
Which I do generally.
But it's mainly because you're deaf.
Pardon? I don't understand what he said then, do you?
No, it's because she speaks another language then.
That's probably why I couldn't answer my phone earlier.
And clan to you two.
Exactly. Right, okay. I didn't know you were fluent in Welsh.
Yeah!
Oh, that's great.
I learnt it in 2 days. It's not very complicated.
It's not very complicated. Did you? How much spit did you actually spit on someone?
I never ever thought I'd ever spit that much on someone, ever. And I've considered a lot of spit on people.
Maybe I'll edit that bit out. Maybe not.
Maybe not. Who knows?
Okay. So, Jen, I'm going to let you go first, being as you are the one who likes to hum the most.
Mm.
So, go ahead and hum that tune. Now, that's that tune. That's not the game we're playing, Jen.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-
I'm just wondering why
so
her face.
Tuneful.
I'm wondering why her face does that, would she?
Okay, Jen, you can start any time. And there's a giggle at the end there.
No,
as well.
Sort of
any ideas?
I am no closer than I was before she started.
I recognise it subtly, but it's not really coming to the fore. I think you need to try again, Jen.
Could you? So if you show me what you're singing,
what is it?
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're screwed. Both of you are. No. Yeah, it sounds nothing like it. But still, let's try it one more time, Jen.
You see, if that was actually a song like that, it would. I mean, it wouldn't be the song, really, would it?
Is it Never Gonna Give You Up?
No, it's not Never Gonna Give You Up. You do know the song. You will all have heard the song at some certain stage.
I have no idea.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
The love shack is a little place where we can't get together.
Okay, can you guess it now?
Love Shack.
Wow, how did you know? That's a point, Joe. Well done.
Thank you very
much.
Well,
I'm taking the point away, Joe, because you just crossed your legs. I don't like that.
You don't like me crossing my legs?
I think it's very ungentlemanly. Like,
would you want me to do a basic instinct?
I'm now taking 2 points away. Right, okay. Luke.
Okay, I'm gonna give this one a go. I'm laughing. Okay.
I know it.
Oh, well done, Jen, you got the point there.
No!
You were the first person to say that. Isn't that when it goes, I'm never gonna dance again, because I died on Christmas Day.
You have turned the wick off. This is usual to say off.
Is that the lyrics? I don't know.
It is
quite what he says.
No. Okay. Anyway, on to you, Joe.
Right, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Powerful, this one.
It looks. Why are you doing that with your hands? It looks like you've got two. It looks like you've got two gentlemen with you. What's going on? No wonder you're keeping your mouth shut.
How do you not
work?
Power of the. It was a bit of a hint, a powerful tune. Imagine if I've got a hanky with me and I'm there going.
Fraggle Rock?
What?
Is it Fraggle Rock?
No.
Silent Night?
It's kind of balladesque, yes.
It's balladesque. Can I just make a point here? Why am I playing my own game?
I don't know.
I have no idea. Point to Mike. There we are. Amazing. Any ideas, Luke?
I couldn't even think of anything to say.
No. Okay. Jenny Wenny?
Absolutely no idea.
Really?
But if I just chucked my washing over then... It would
be
so clean.
It would have been.
I've been trying to do an impersonation of how this powerful singer was performing this.
Okay.
In the video.
So Joe, as the suicide rates are going up, please could you actually pull us out of misery?
And I would do anything for love. Okay. But I won't do that.
Okay, that's great. Thank you for that. But what's the song?
I thought I'd make it relevant to my life right now.
Meatloaf.
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 Or as my dear old nan still calls him, Meatballs.
Meatballs.
Mm. I like that.
Funny enough, that's Jen's name for Luke.
Meatballs.
Yes.
Okay, well, look, I'm going to bring that game to an end, okay?
I thought it was obvious.
That was very, very good. Thank you very much to all of you. Let's play another game.
Guilty! I think they are guilty. Lock them away and throw away the key. Not guilty! I'm not guilty! Let's find out the answer. This is Don't You Judge Me.
The next game is Don't You Judge Me. In this game, real-life court cases will be read out to contestants, and they will have to decide if the court ruled in favour or against. It's as simple as that. This one is one of Joe's least favourite games, as he is constantly avoiding anything to do with justice. On a recent date, Joe received a complaint from his date, who then went to the police and complained about their time with Joe, when she told the police about the fact that he carved their names into a tree while strolling through the woods. Now, it wasn't for the defacing of trees that was the issue, it was just the fact that Joe brought those knives on a date.
No one else had ever complained.
That's no because, one else has ever been
fired. Exactly.
And that's why I've never gone to court.
Okay, so you all know how this is. We've played this game before. I thought it was quite good fun. I thought I'd re-allow these games, bring this game back to life. So I've got this one here, which is called The Disappointing Lottery. And it is as follows. It says, in a live broadcast of the state lottery, Betty spun the wheel, watched the balls land in her number, and she won $3 million. However, 5 minutes later, she was informed that she had not won after all, because the ball did not remain on her number for the required few seconds, which actually is 5 seconds. Mm. Betty took the lottery to court and cited previous instances where the 5 second law had not been enforced. The state lottery contended that it was still a law and they were now enforcing it. So did the court rule for or against Betty?
I mean, I'm just going to say I think it's against because it's America and they don't like giving out anything for free.
I would say against too. Mm. Even though there have been instances, but they'll say, well, this is how we're doing it now.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. I'd say against because they're meanies.
I say against because they don't have healthcare.
I like the fact that we can always point out who is the youngest person in the room without actually saying that. I'm going to go against because they're all meanies. Meanies.
They took my pencil.
In actual fact, you're all wrong.
Oh,
the
nice!
The court ruled for Betty and she received the $3 million plus another $400,000 for emotional trauma.
Emotional I'm sorry.
I've worked with Jen now for like almost an entire season. I don't get anything for emotional trauma.
Yeah, that's very, very true.
Yeah.
You've had to put up with Jen all this time.
No one will compensate you.
No one will compensate me now. They'll just send me to therapy. Okay.
Too late for that.
It's way too late for that.
Way beyond it. I've got the receipt, so I'll just claim it back. The discriminatory restaurant.
Discriminatory. This is going to give Luke ideas for next time he's in McDonald's.
Saul, a solicitor, went with friends to a chick restaurant to celebrate his birthday. A chick restaurant actually is just... Is Joe, it, I know you're
is
very
it Hooters?
Interested.
Hooters?
No, no, it's not.
It's a thing called Hooters in America, isn't it?
There's Hooters in this country
is
as well.
Is there?
No, well.
Right, Luke, we're going.
Nottingham as well.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, we're just down the road. We'll
that's the first time I met you. Not in person, just that your picture was up on the wall saying no entry.
I didn't think I'd been in there before.
While they were waiting to be seated, the host informed Saul that he had to check his raincoat. So put your raincoat in the wardrobe area? Is that right? Cloakroom?
Cloakroom.
Okay. Saul wanted to keep it with him, but the host said it was restaurant policy that all men check in their coats because theirs were more bulky than women's. If a man's coat fell on the floor, it could trip someone. Saul left the restaurant and promptly filed a sex discrimination complaint. Did the court rule for or against Saul?
Four.
I think four as well.
Do you think
you
so?
You can't say that. That's not fair. I think they went four.
Power to the people.
But in fairness, it doesn't matter if it's a men's or a women's coat. If you trip on it, you trip on it.
And have you seen the size of some women's coats? Massive.
Whoa.
And have you seen the size of some men's?
That's just the kind of women I like dating.
Ah, yeah, that is true. You do like them. Yeah. You do like them.
Yeah, I do.
Any scale.
Well, of course, yeah. Yeah, I don't want to break it. Mm. Yeah. Jen?
And Retro Mike Kennedy is going to receive an apology
next episode.
Breaking it.
Well, you know.
The man who mentioned how men can have boobs is just called women it.
Who said she was real? Okay.
I think four as well.
You think four? They just said against, didn't they?
No, I think it's four.
Yeah. Four Saul, I stand.
No, there was only one.
It
was
better four Saul.
Did the court rule for or against Saul?
Four.
Because all coats are equal.
Yes.
Yes, they are.
Okay, the court ruled for Saul.
Ooh,
come on. And asked the restaurant to stop its one-sided coat policy.
Did they just remove the coat policy entirely and say no one can wear coats?
No, sure, but because also is a chick restaurant, so it's a bit sexist as well, isn't it?
Really? It is. It should be chicks and dicks.
Chicks.
Is that getting in?
No, it's not getting
in. You know how much extra work you make.
I love it. I didn't even think of that. It just came out. Came out like Mike and with all of the chicks.
But no, I think, you know, I think that it's a chick restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, so it should be now a chick and men restaurant.
Mm.
You know, or something that rhymes with chick.
Yeah.
And we just said that.
Which we can't say on the radio. And no, certainly didn't edit the podcast to be able to get that bit out. Anyway, on to the next one then. The unexpected golf swing.
Ooh.
Oh, by the way, I went. I did send my mother before she passed to a golf lessons. By the way, and I sent her to golf lessons, and because she always wanted to try golf, so I said, "Okay, Mama, I'll give you some time to do that." So she went to golf, and she tried and tried and tried, and the golf instructor was getting really frustrated with her, and. She couldn't hit the ball, and the golf instructor said to her, "Look, I don't mean to be rude to you, but could you just imagine that, you know, you're a married woman, so imagine it's your husband's wedding tackle." And the next swing then, she hit the ball 600 yards down the green, you know, a perfect shot.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, it was really good, so I'm quite proud of my late mother. So, yeah, the instructor was a bit miffed with her. He said, "Take the club out of your mouth." But but still, she managed to hit the ball. Anyway, right. So the unexpected golf swing. Two experienced golfers, Harry and Ralph, were both playing golf with different parties at Ralph's club. Okay, Harry was near the fourth hole, and Ralph was about to toe off at the first hole. This sounds like a recent holiday I had in Amsterdam.
Yes! One had a fourth hole.
The two were clearly visible to each other and about 100 yards apart. Ralph teed off, and although he normally sliced, this time he hooked his ball towards the fourth hole and hit Harry in the eye.
Ouch.
James. Harry sued both Ralph and the club for personal injuries, claiming negligence. Did the court rule for
Sheffield
or against Harry?
I'm going to say against.
Players
at their own risk.
It's an accident. Golf is an exceedingly dangerous game. Balls flying everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if Adrian was here.
Yeah. Golf is just an awful way of ruining the country, really, isn't it?
Mm. I mean, you do know that the name golf is actually based on how dangerous it was and who could actually play the game of golf.
Yeah, that's a myth, though, isn't it? It's an urban myth thing.
Gentlemen only, ladies forbidden. I thought you'd have liked that.
Yeah, no, I think it was a myth. I think that was a myth.
No, it's not fake news.
I thought golf was another acronym altogether. So
need to look that up.
Yeah.
Either way, it's an accident.
Yeah. Anyway, what do we think?
I think that they agreed that they were negligent in the positioning of said holes and ruled in his favour.
So you think that they were negligent with their holes?
I do indeed.
Okay.
Nothing worse than negligence when it comes to holes.
Okay, Jen, you're a bit more of an expert when it comes to holes. So what do you think? Against or for?
I think they're all against because players will play at their own risk.
Okay, the court ruled against Harry.
Yeah.
And held that he was hit not as a result of negligence or intent on Ralph's part. Ralph proved this by the fact that he was a persistent slicer. I wonder if that was I thought it was a confession to some other crimes. Unexpected to slice that time as well. Therefore, we had no reason to believe that there was any damage to Harry and no obligation to warn him before he teed off. I think Harry was teed off having a golf ball in his eye, wasn't he? The club was not liable because there was no unusual damage or trap involved in that situation.
Mm.
Unlike your nights out normally, where there's lots of traps involved.
Yes.
Yep.
So many.
A stray ball is normally at the risk of the game. So when your ball's stray, it's a risk of the game.
Apparently. Whenever you whack your ball,
exactly.
It might take someone's eye out.
Yeah, so that's quite interesting, really. So I tell you what, let's end it there and let's play another game.
Take a minute, just 1 minute. Try to do it quick, let's get the answers. Let's get it right, don't wanna be here all night. You got a minute, that's all you can take. Let's find the answer, for goodness sake.
In this game, our contestants will have just 1 minute, or 60 seconds, to solve the mental marvel puzzle or question. Nothing to do with marvel as in marvel, but marvel as in marvellous, or amazing, or Spider-Man. Anyway, 60 seconds might seem not like a long time, but for Joe, it's definitely longer than he normally lasts. So you've got 60 seconds to answer these questions, okay? And then we'll see if you have scored a point or not scored a point, okay? And you all know you like to see some points, especially you, Jen. Okay. So on to Jen then. First of all, Jen, 60 seconds or less, name three countries in Africa beginning with the letter S.
Gosh, no idea.
That's not a country in Africa, is it?
No, that's a G, so you're out of that one.
Can I take it?
Go on then.
Senegal, Sierra Leone, South Africa.
South Africa. Can we have that? Because we say Africa.
It's a country called South Africa.
It's a country.
Yeah. I don't believe that.
Okay, Swaziland.
Or Somalia.
Swaziland's in Germany.
No, that's Swastika Land.
Swastika Land. Isn't that the same as Thomas Land in Drayton Manor Park? Yeah. I'm confused. No, I'm not going to allow that, Luke. I'm afraid. Sorry.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay, Luke, using the eighth letter of the alphabet, name 10 animals.
Okay.
10 animals? This is harder.
Oh, God. Hawk.
Okay.
Nay.
A horse.
Good lord.
Dyslexic badger.
A hare. Can we take a hare? That's good.
Yeah, well, Joe would take any hare.
I'll take any hare.
So that's 3, 10, you said.
I said to say 10.
Oh,
10.
My love life's dead, isn't it? It was never there to me.
Okay,
that's the test.
Are there 10 animals?
Okay, so you named 3. You could have had 7 more beginning with H. Right. On to the next one. Okay, Joe, using the 16th letter of the alphabet.
Right, pause. No, let me start again. A, B, C. Right, go.
Yeah, it's still P, no matter which way you come in. Jem, what's the 16th letter of the alphabet?
I think it's P.
Pardon?
P.
Okay,
you can just go. That way.
Just go to the toilet, so just out there. Goodness sake, woman, just control your bladder.
It's happening.
Okay, so using the 16th letter of the alphabet, name 5 species of bird.
Pigeon.
Yay.
Parrot. Puffin. Parakeet.
I think parrot and parakeet.
No, they're different.
No, they're not.
They are. No. They're different.
One's a male and one's a female.
They are different. I swear they're different. Mm-hmm. Pelican!
Okay, still got one more.
No, that was 5.
No, you can't have parakeet.
You're joking. Is it different?
No.
It is.
Nope. Come on.
Christmas?
Partridge!
Okay.
Pheasants! Peacock!
We'll stop you there.
Fair play.
Okay, the question was, using the 16th letter of the alphabet, name 5 species of bird. You could have had Paula, Pauline, Petulia, and Simon. So, unfortunately, you didn't get any of them right. So, on to Jenny Winnie. Okay. Jenny Winnie, name 5 of the names mentioned in the song Mambo, number 5.
Oh, gosh.
I'm helping you.
I can use Jessica.
This is only his name on the weekend.
Yeah. Hello. A little bit of In My Life.
I know, but I can't think.
A little bit of By My Side.
Is it Alton Towers, one of them?
Eh? What, Oblivion? Nemesis? No. That's my ex!
A little bit of Sandra in the sun.
The first one.
A little bit of Mary all that long.
Could be
a little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of Fred West will make you fan. Fred West was in it, wasn't he?
Fred West was in it, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, useless, Jen.
Absolutely. You've got
right.
A little bit of Monica in my life.
I was going to say Monica.
A little bit of Erica by my side. Rita's all I need.
Rita?
A little bit of Tina's all I see.
And just for the record, that's just this list of victims.
Yeah.
It's going on about. Okay, you're like a modern day Fred West, aren't you?
Oh my goodness! He had a full head of hair.
Really? Now you do look quite similar, actually, when I think about it.
Do you know, everyone's going to be listening to this and be like, how is this guy actually not in prison?
I think he's
every week he's a serial killer.
I think he's more Yorkshire Ripper to me.
I've never been charged for a crime in my life, and yet how have I become a serial killer?
Because you've never been caught as well.
Just because you haven't been caught doesn't mean you didn't do it.
So you are a serial killer.
Okay, Luke, how many seconds are there in a year?
Oh my goodness.
Jesus, more than 3.
Okay, that's a correct answer. One point. Well done. Okay, Joe, name 5 professional football teams based in London.
Oh, wow. I'm sat next to the football fan, and I don't like football.
Yep.
Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah, that's one.
Arsenal.
That's rude, and you're... No, that's...
Arsenal. Luke will like that. He's a Chelsea fan. There's another one. Fulham, because I lived there. Millwall. Crystal Palace.
No, I said five. You just mentioned six. Okay, Jen, list all of the Harry Potter books in order.
No. Go on, Jen.
Never read Harry Potter.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
She's boycotted.
You know, for someone who's never read Harry Potter, Jen did just finish her first book, which was just amazing, yeah.
It was The Hungry Caterpillar.
No, and then tomorrow you're going to colour another one, aren't you, Jen?
You're telling me you've never read Harry Potter?
Never read Harry Potter.
Then why have you come dressed as Hagrid?
Can I? Open for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Name three types of sausage.
Bratwurst. Cumberland.
Sauerkraut.
That's a cabbage.
That's cabbage.
That's cabbage. It's more of a German food.
I thought sauerkraut was a an upset German.
Will you accept saveloy? I like them.
Saveloy?
Is that a sausage?
No, that's a hotel in London.
Would you accept battered?
Battered what?
Sausage.
That's awfully kind of you, but I'm not really into you in that way.
You don't want to beat the sausage?
No, the actual answer is three types of sausage I was looking for. Jen, any idea?
Cipollata.
Yes, that's right. Well, so that comes in the same category because it was Mike, Luke, and as you said, cipollata, Joe. That's not too bad when you consider that, okay?
Riveter.
Let's play our final game.
What have you been looking at? What is on your screen? What's these dodgy websites? What exactly have you seen? Can you guess the information of the clue given for me and complete the search of a dodgy search history?
Okay, it's time to play search history.
Oh, God.
Oh, here we go again. This is gold.
In this game, I will be mentioning a search topic. Contestants will have to complete what they think is the search subject and finish the most popular subject searched by weird people in the world. You can learn a lot from people's search histories. On looking at the team's search history, I can reveal some insights into your hosts here.
Here we go.
So Luke's search history is as follows. How to act like a grown-up. How to look taller.
Mm.
And something to do with teenage cats. I don't know what one was. Okay.
Nice.
Joe's search history, when I looked on his browser, is Joe's search history is where to buy duct tape, soundproofing DIY, and sulfuric acid supplies.
Oh my God.
So
I find that amazing because usually I just delete my search history and cookies after every single year.
It's probably that spyware I've got on your computer. Now Jen's isn't as exciting as the other two contestants here. Jen's has simply got one search and it's where the nearest toilet's near me. So that's the only one. Right, okay, so we got search history going up now. I'm going to give you the beginning of a search and you got to tell me what basically is some of the topics searched under this topic.
Nice.
So, is it embarrassing to
fart?
No.
Oh. Hold on then.
Joe?
Is it embarrassing to fall down the stairs?
No, not at all. You say fall, other people would
say push.
Push,
yes. Yeah. Come on, Jen.
Jen?
You get embarrassed all the time.
Is it embarrassing to forget someone's name?
Ooh.
No, that's not right, Barry. On to you, Luke.
Is it embarrassing to stutter?
No.
It's not. That's
no,
good.
No, 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 no. On to you, Joe.
Is it embarrassing to dribble?
No.
Oh, that was close though, wasn't it? It would be embarrassing to go, oh, we're going to just start dribbling in the middle of any act.
Okay, Jen, moving swiftly on.
Is it embarrassing? What did you think when I said that? I was trying to think.
Is it embarrassing to be forgetful?
Yeah, is it embarrassing to be forgetful?
Is it embarrassing to be Jen?
Is that on there?
No. Okay, I'll put you out of your misery. Is it embarrassing to use Tinder, work at McDonald's, use lube, be a virgin, buy contraceptives, run in public, live with your parents? I think, to be honest with you, you know, if you're like eight, I think that's...
Then it's less embarrassing.
It's less embarrassing, but when you reach nine, you should be out there working. have a hickey.
Really? Do they actually call it a hickey?
They call it a hickey.
They actually don't say love bite. They
go, go to the movies alone, which is what Joe does all the time, mainly to watch other people. And throw up at a party. Right.
Wow.
Can, so this one, the search history is quite good. Can Kim Jong-un...
fly?
Yeah, one of them is, can Kim Jong-un... Kim Jong-un, not King. Kim Jong-un, fly a plane.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
Okay.
I think this is tied in with a massive, massive one, which is, can Kim Jong-un defecate? But other words were cropping in my mind. Because to them, they genuinely think, I think I saw on a video once, that he has no ability to relieve his, no, his front was, or rear bottoms.
That was Two Girls, One Cup. It was a completely different thing. So, yeah.
That was a good day.
Anyway, that was a long time ago.
Is that all there is, though, about
it? It was a long time ago. Okay, Jen.
Do a handstand.
No. Luke?
Leave North Korea.
No.
Can Kim Jong-un...
Well, actually, I'm going to give you that. Oh. One is come to America, which he did, of course, didn't he?
No, he didn't.
He did.
He didn't go to America.
Didn't he meet Trump?
Yeah, in Singapore. Or Vietnam. Or somewhere else.
Yeah, still America.
Wow!
Okay.
Wow!
Joe.
So he probably will be, judging by current affairs. Can Kim Jong-un smile?
Nope. Mm. Jen.
Can he have children?
Is this a personal question there, Jen?
Yes, just a request.
No, okay, I'm going to be writing misery now then.
His own hair.
Can,
open his
can
eyes.
Kim Jong-un speak? Can Kim Jong-un speak English? Hit the USA. I don't know what that means. Speak to dolphins. Control the weather. Come to America. Fly a plane. Be overthrown. Speak German. Hit Australia and read this on his smartphone.
I'm just imagining a German sat there just going, I really want to know, can I speak to him? What German?
Okay, is it going from Kim Jong-un to Donald Trump? Why does Donald Trump, Jen?
Never shut up.
Sort of shout so much. So you can have that, okay?
Why does Donald Trump look so orange?
Yeah, that's on.
That's what I was going to say.
Was it?
Yeah.
Great
minds. It's throwing me off because I was going to say, why does he look orange? Why does Donald Trump... speak in the way that he does? Use that tone.
No. Jen?
I think he's always right.
Because he is.
No.
Greatest ever. Why does Donald Trump have so many friends?
No one likes him. Okay.
If only Adrian was.
Why does Donald Trump have so much money?
No. Okay, I'm going to give you any misery now. It says, why does Donald Trump want to build a wall? Exist, tweet so much, hate North Korea, hate Obamacare, look orange, deny climate change, always wear red ties, have a star, and shout so much.
Have a star?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the end of that game and the end of the show. And it's been amazing, but I can reveal that the winner is someone that Joe knows.
Oh, God.
Now, we don't know her name, so we just call her what she's called in the documentation I've got, which is victim number 4. That's what the report says. So congratulations to her, and she wins a 10-week therapy course as a prize and a signed autograph pic of the team.
Oh, you mean she recovered?
Well, she gets a signed autograph picture of the team, but what I'm going to do is I'm just going to black out your face, so it'll be just like the night that you met her.
Yes.
Okay, so that is the end of the show. Thank you very much for tuning in once again. And for myself, Retro Mike Kennedy, from the lovely Luke, from Joe, and from Jenny. Oh, you know, it's a... Jenny, this is your first threesome tonight, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Not your last, but your first. Okay. And from Jenny Wenny, it's a very good night. God bless, and we'll see you again next time.
Bye-bye.
I wish you all the best. God bless and good night. Now bugger off.